This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. That's right. Welcome to What's on Your Mind Friday edition. What are you going to do this weekend? Why did our producer go running into the hallway? Todd, does that mean he doesn't want to answer the question, you think, or what? Where'd he go? Hello. I said, what are you going to do this weekend? And I looked at him and he... Man, hey, he's not afraid.
It's still early. Maybe he doesn't have a plan yet. Maybe he hasn't received your marching orders yet, so he has no idea what he's going to do with his weekend yet.
Don't you usually have it decided by now?
Maybe.
Huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Manny, what are you going to do?
I'll probably catch up on a lot of laundry.
Now, that sounds like a fun kind of weekend.
Living on the edge, baby.
The life of a bachelor.
I was up at the lake last weekend, so I didn't really have time to do any laundry last weekend, so I'm backed up.
We are too backed up on laundry from the whole Norway thing. So I feel your pain there. Of course, ask me how much laundry I do at our house. My wife bans me from the laundry room, Todd. Banned me.
Well, if you wouldn't pop her favorite sweater on hot, you wouldn't have that problem.
To me, it's everything's the same. You know, the darks and the lights and what, you know, I just went in there. So, yeah. And I swear I didn't do it on purpose to get banned. Okay, well, have fun with that, Manny. We'll be sure to ask you on Monday about your exciting laundry session this weekend. Wow. Todd, how about you? No stiletto race this weekend, so what are you going to do?
Going to hide from the heat underneath a cow in New Salem.
Are you really going to New Salem?
Yeah, I got to hide from the heat, and I hear that cow gives off a heck of a amount of shade there, so I think I'll try that and see what happens.
You say hi to Sue for us.
Sure will.
I went to Fertile, Minnesota last night. Have you ever been to Fertile, Minnesota, anybody? Fertile, Minnesota in Polk County? It is, so Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, right? Most folks know that. Grand Forks side is North Dakota. East Grand Forks is the Minnesota side. That's in Polk County, okay? Pretty good-sized county. And their county fair is up in a small community called Fertile, Minnesota, north and a tad east of Grand Forks. And my in-laws have a cabin up on Union Lake, so we go that way a lot. And when there's a fair, we stop in. Well, this weekend's going to be a little busy, so we're not going to get the fair. So Haley, our youngest daughter, said, Dad, will you take me to the fair? And since it couldn't happen this weekend, I decided to do it last night. So the whole time I was thinking about, I can't wait to talk about this on the radio tomorrow. And I know there's other fairs like this. And I want to know where every one of them are. Because I felt the whole night like I was in a Norman Rockwell painting. The entire night. It was just so fun and old-fashioned. And, you know the rides were midway rides, but they felt like the ones that would have been there 20 years ago. Not all the kind of crazy upside-down, super-duper whatever ones, you know. The food, most of the food is local folks, you know, doing the food. So, you know, you had a barbecue restaurant and you had folks with a French fry stand that were local. A couple of the churches actually have stands there. There's another famous hamburger stand that's been doing that for years. All they do is cheeseburgers and hamburgers. Just, you know, old-fashioned food, old-fashioned rides, lots of nice people, great livestock, all the different, you know, there was a sheep show when we got there, and livestock and the horses and the whole deal. Just very, very fun. Felt like an old-fashioned, you know, the small town, smaller county fairs, those are the ones that really get it done. I really love it. Watford City, good example of that, and they're doing it this weekend. Kicking off, I think they kicked off last night, so. A lot of things to take in at the fair, and if you have a favorite, let us know. Whatever you got going on this weekend, love to know about it. In fact, we have a free MyPillow, the greatest pillow on the face of the earth for you. You call and tell us, text and tell us, email and tell us, your favorite fair? North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. What do you think the best fair is? I know all the state fair people can say, what about us? There are elements of the state fair that are very much like a small town fair. They do a nice job. I think the North Dakota State Fair is, you know, big musical acts, big time acts, and at the same time, a smaller feel. They've done a pretty good job. South Dakota used to too over the years. Down in Huron. But anyway, whatever fair is your favorite, let us know. You text Todd or me. Todd at 226-8503. Me at 367-2054. You can call us. We love that, 800-228-0550. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we'll pick a winner by the end of the show for a free MyPillow. One of our fine sponsors on the program. And if you use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, you get up to 50% off any of the products on MyPillow.com. We have the great deal, which is the four-pack special, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100 too. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028, one of our fine sponsors on the program today. I'm excited because there is a lot of questions about health care out there, and we have today Senator John Hoeven for a full hour taking your questions on health care reform. There is very poor media coverage in North Dakota about health care reform. And so I want you to do something. I want you to tune that out. And I'm talking about what you read, what you see, what you hear. Just find the area of health care reform that most impacts you. And ask about it. What would the new plan do for this? Here's what I didn't like about Obamacare. Will it fix that? Think for yourself on this. And you'll get better answers. Because we have a little bit of, you know, there's just a complete food fight going on in Washington, D.C. over media coverage right now, right? The reason that's happening is because of agenda-driven, biased media. They don't come in and say, okay, Donald Trump's in Poland, what did he say? What does that mean? What are the follow-ups? They go in there and say, did you see that handshake? Oh, that kind of funny handshake. Put a caption on it. Axios, which is supposed to be one of the new sort of rising stars of media in Washington, D.C., they put on their website yesterday, do a caption contest on this handshake between the Chancellor of Germany and President Trump. What? That's media? But it's no different. That rah-rah fest for Obamacare last night that the Nancy Pelosi group, Indivisible, Senator Heitkamp, and AFL-CIO put on in the park. And if you were there, I would love to hear more about this. The media coverage I saw just talked to a handful of people who were one bubble short of being professional protesters. Right? Just people that have their talking points and the AFL-CIO obviously asked them to go, or the Indivisible asked them to go. I mean, they're people, so they're entitled to be there. I'm not saying they're not, but, you know, I want to hear from folks that genuinely have a concern and aren't there as some sort of operative or whatever. So that's all that was really talked about. And then on Chris Berg's show on Point of View, there was a reporter, I forget his name, from KFIRE TV, who was on with Chris. He was going to report about the rally, and then he ended up having Senator Heitkamp come on the program, who obviously didn't know she was going on a Chris Berg show, because she might actually get asked a question that she'd have to answer that would be kind of tough, and she wouldn't want to do that. So she gets interviewed by the reporter from KFIRE TV on Chris's show. Okay, you following me? Anyway, she proceeds to completely lie about Medicare and Medicaid. No basis in, according to the CBO, which very often the Democrats use as their benchmark, right? CBO. So, what's the reporter do? Nothing. No follow-up. No, oh, wait a minute. To his credit, he started with, look, some people say there's going to be cuts. Others say they're not. Well, you know, who's right? But then he doesn't challenge her answer, which needed challenging. Obviously, Senator Hoeven can do that today on the program, and we'll ask him. My point is this. The media is as bad in all of this. Yeah, I expect Heidi Heitkamp to be a politician. That's what she is, okay? This is her game. She works for Chucky Schumer. She's got to do this dog and pony show. It just is what it is, okay? You get to decide whether you want that or not in a senator, but that's just, you expect it. The media is supposed to say, whoa, wait a minute. What about this? What about that? Here's the other side of that. It isn't just a platform for her to spew whatever. So, again, long way of saying, that's where a lot of the information is on this. There's a lot of fake news out there about Medicare and Medicaid and about the impacts from the repeal and replace and everything else. So don't rely on it. Get it yourself and ask questions. That's really important, and I encourage you to do that of Senator Hoeven next hour today on the program. In the meantime, whatever is on your mind, whether it's your weekend plans or affair or handshake gate. I know Todd's pretty upset about those handshakes. And the Trump-Putin meeting has begun. As a matter of fact, moments ago. So we might have some details on that before the end of the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wildrose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause. And a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
At the McKenzie County Fair in Watford City. That did start last night, by the way, and goes through Saturday. Rodeo, demolition derby, carnival, 4-H demonstrations, animal shows. They do a parade, too, for the fair in Watford City. They do it upright. Watford City this weekend. Take that in. Head on over there. And you can't go to Watford City without going to the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park to find North Dakota's most beautiful view. It is the best. There are other close contenders, but this one is the best, bar none. So go check it out. Absolute beauty. I'm consumed now with this, you know, this beauty. Norway, you see it, you know, in pretty much every corner of the country. We have it in North Dakota, too. We do. Killdeer Mountains, we were talking about yesterday. Absolutely gorgeous. Badlands, much of the Badlands, phenomenal. You can get down to, south of Lisbon there. What do they call that? There's a state park down there, too. There's just a lot of beauty in this state. So look for it. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. Where's your favorite fair? You can tell me that today on the program, 2-580-550. Local number, toll-free 800-228-0550. Richard's on the road. What's on your mind, Richard?
Yeah, I was going to tell you about the Stetson County Fair in Jamestown. Probably one of the best fairs in the state. We have the fair all from June 28th through July 4th, all the fair food and all the rides and everything. The highlight of the week is the James River Valley or James River Rodeo that is on June 30th and July 1st. We had over 700 contestants in that rodeo, and it was a full rodeo, family-oriented rodeo, and it was just a great, great time.
Fantastic, Richard. Good contribution, and we'll write you down here, okay, as being in the mix. We're going to pick a winner to tell us your favorite fair. Wherever you are, 800-228-0550 is the first hour of the program. Rose is in Keene. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
I want to say Watford City Fair, McKenzie County, is the greatest.
Hard to top, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you like?
Rodeos, youth, family-orientated, home-cooked food, everything.
I like best about it. Every year you got to do that one thing. What is it?
Go to the rodeo.
Nice. Nice. Oh, there's some good old clean family fun, isn't there?
You bet.
I love it. All right. Thanks, Rose. Appreciate it very much. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes. Healthcare, from my point of view, it is unconstitutional. I've never been in the Constitution. And if the people of the United States want it, they're going to have to go state by state to vote it in to make it legal. And, I would hope that they don't do that socialism and communism and go that direction. As far as the people of the United States are concerned, it seems as if you got a minority out there hollering and screaming bloody murder that we want this health care. But I've always been against it. And although I'm 77 years old, that's just like Social Security. It was unconstitutional at one time. So all of a sudden everybody accepts it. So therefore it becomes constitutional by what you would call an anonymous consent. That isn't the way the people who set up the Constitution meant it to be. And if they want Social Security, and they want all these goodies, then they got to vote it in by having a constitutional amendment.
Well, I appreciate your principle, John. And I think the inertia of, if we did that, we can do this. If we can do that, we can do this, is how we have now $20 trillion in debt.
That's right. And that's what happened.
Not following things that are in the Constitution.
Now, right.
I also think, you know, reality, what do you do? You got it. I would love the fact that if the state by state, you know, that's what the 10th Amendment is about. Read it. Read the 10th Amendment. And it simply says, if it doesn't say it here, it's not the federal government's job to do it. So you're right. I hope you or somebody calls on that point with Senator Hoban to talk a little bit about other options out there and revisiting those decisions politically. And it would be seen as suicide by everybody. Say, we're out of the healthcare business. You're on your own, folks. See ya. And so many, many, many would not be willing to fight that fight. But I love your principle. Dean and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey there. You speak to comment here just last week we came up from Utah, went through Wyoming, and they got road signs out there. littering. $750 fine. I tell you what, there was hardly any litter along those road ditches out there.
You like that idea? You think North Dakota should do the same or what?
Well, it sure made those road ditches look a lot cleaner out there. Wow, you didn't see no boxes of this and that and beer cans. We drove all the way through Wyoming, and they have those signs quite often, $750 fine littering. So,
does it irritate the daylights out of you to see litter?
Oh, I mean, when you come up here to Bismarck now and see road ditches, big boxes of beer bottles or Bud Light or diapers or, I mean, just unreal. And driving through that whole state there, I mean, it was, I kept mentioning it to my wife. Look at how clean these ditches are. Look at how clean these ditches are. And you see that sign, $750 fine. I think that does something.
Makes some sense, absolutely. Dean, I'm driven to distraction by people that litter, especially the cigarette butt crowd. It just makes me crazy. It makes me crazy. Todd had to talk me off the ledge one time because I was thinking about starting an effort where anytime I saw it, take a picture of the license plate and post it on social media and say, what do you think of this person? Anybody know them? Here's what they're doing. Why did you talk me out of that again, Todd? That was a good release. It was a way to.
I talked you off the ledge so many times I can't keep it straight. But
yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he did. But I might just sneak around and do it one day. He won't know. Dean, thank you for the call. Welcome others. 800-228-0550. Some texters. Lemon, South Dakota has their Boss Cowman celebration this weekend. SDRA Rodeo of the Year. 7 out of the last 8 years, I think. All right, Lemon, South Dakota, go get them. See the Facebook entry on our fun at the zoo. The zoo. I don't know who's, when you say our fun at the zoo, I don't know what that means. Heidi's Fest. Oh. Maybe somebody was at the rally yesterday to provide an alternative opinion. That'd be nice. I don't know who that is. Todd, maybe you could text them back and say, lead us to the website, the Facebook page. Clearwater County Fair, Begley, Minnesota, comes another suggestion from a texter. Even more of the old-time fair feeling, a positive and relaxed feeling from everyone you talk with. You know, relaxed is a word I would use about last night. You had families walking around, nobody running around. You know, you stop, you talk, then you go to the next one, see somebody else you know, you talk to them. Some friends of ours at Bowers, Dan and Rochelle Bower from Bower Honey up there. Their son Isaiah was in that talent contest. How great is that? Just like high school, you know? I mean, a little talent contest at the free stage of the fair. I just love it. It's so great. Another one says, Valley Fair is my favorite. My daughters take me there every Father's Day. You're a lucky dad. That sounds like fun. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. Where was the ledge? You know, at least you got somebody that will talk you off the ledge. I'm not so sure I have that. Good one.
Everybody should have that. I'm telling you what, that's mighty darn important. So thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. Hey, big announcement. Big announcement. Big announcement.
Big announcement?
Do I have your attention now for this big announcement? I hope so. I forget what day this week, we had Wednesday, I guess, Congressman Cramer was on for the regular talk radio town hall. We had a number of questions about drought issues and what can be done, CRP and cloud seeding and all kinds of different things. And quickly realized, you know, again, I repeat, I need to know how bad it is so I can continue to convey that to the people that we asked to be on this program, and I need to know what would help and keep that coming. I also said, let's get a program on this. So we called Congressman Cramer. He said, let me see who I can get from the USDA. So Monday on the program, from 9:30 until 10:30, and we'll go to 11 if we need to, all of your questions specific to drought issues, specific to what kind of a response you'd like from the state or federal government, or is necessary. Let's just throw some ideas out there with not only Congressman Cramer, but he is bringing with him Robert Johansson, who is the chief economist and acting deputy undersecretary for farm production and conservation at the USDA. And I talked to some folks yesterday, said, well, if you want quick answers, you couldn't have a better person than right there, because you're going, but for the secretary himself, there's the person that's making a lot of these decisions. So it's the right person, and you telling him your situation will help immensely, okay? They need to know. So that's Monday on the program, 9:30 until 10:30. Mark it down. Healthcare questions coming up in a few minutes with Senator John Hoban for the full hour. All your questions and your comments welcome. In the meantime, tell me where your favorite fair is or anything else on your mind. I did find out that I have one listener who says the favorite fair is anywhere they have Daryl's Racing Pigs. Now, this is a smart listener, because Daryl's Racing Pigs are like the best. And this weekend, I guess that means Dickey County Fair in Ellendale. How about that? Go get them, Ellendale. You're going to have a grand old time. I love Daryl's Racing Pigs. As much as I hate litter and people throwing things out of their windows, what motivates somebody to do that, by the way, if I might get back on the ledge for a minute here? The caller earlier said he saw signs in Wyoming, $750 fine if you litter. And I guess that's a good deterrent to not litter. But why do you need the threat of a fine? Is it just total disregard? Is it laziness? Is it, you know, I'll throw it out the window because I can. It just seems like such a, you know, 16-year-old thing to do. You know, just kind of not frontal lobe boy, you know, kind of just that. But I have more respect for 16-year-old boys, frontal lobe or not, most times. I just don't understand. Obviously, most of it's adults doing it. What motivates somebody to throw that out? To think that the beautiful country we have is their garbage can. Man, that irritates me. Somebody talk about a fear. Daryl's Racing Pigs will be in Ellendale. Todd, did I mention that? Yeah. Right, back to the fairs. Dan in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think with the litter issue, it's all of the above. They're lazy, have no respect for the country, and just don't care. But I wanted to talk a little bit on health care. I was in the Marine Corps when I was 17 and made my way through all of life. I'm 57 now. My health care went up because I finally made, you know, to where I'm doing okay. My health care went up $500 a month. And what these people don't understand is when these Democrats are coming out and saying that 20 million people are going to lose their health care, that's the 20 million people that we're paying for. That's the 20 million people that never had health insurance or was on welfare or a combination of both. And so these, you know, you need to delve into this issue. And like the last caller said about health care, it's unconstitutional. You're mandating that I pay for something, and it's unconstitutional. So I just wanted to get that out there. Maybe some of these guys are listening, some of these Democrats, and they'll say, hey, you know what? That's right. I mean, how can they justify me working my whole life, and now because I'm still working at 57, that they triple my health care?
Criminal, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. And the thing about it is that when they tripled my health insurance, I'm like, okay, if that's what's got to be done, you know, we're going to do it because it's the law or whatever. And so I paid. I paid 10 months at $750 a month. I went in and got my yearly physical, and the health insurance did not pay one penny of it. I ended up paying almost $800 for a physical, and when I called the insurance company, they said, well, your deductible is $10,000. I'm like, what? How can that be justified? How can anybody with any common sense look at that and say, oh, yep, that's what we're going to do? It just makes absolutely no sense, and I appreciate you letting me rant. You guys take care. Have a great weekend.
You too, Dan. I'm as dismayed that 120 people, although that's a really pathetic low number. The AFL-CIO, all right, this big mega union, the Indivisible Group with Nancy Pelosi's staffers organizing events across the state, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp can't get more than 120 people. What does that tell you? That's how many people showed up at this rally for Obamacare last night. Oof. That's bad. That speaks volumes. I wouldn't walk away from that saying, oh, wait, we got a lot of people that are for it. Oh, we've got a lot of momentum. That tells you everything you need to know right there. And to Dan's point, all that pain that he talked about is what they're defending. Come on! How do you defend that? Texter says, come on, Scott, the AFL-CIO are professional protesters. All they do for their members is price them out of the labor force. Did you read the story on the union grievance in Michigan? I did not. But I will, and I appreciate the comment. I believe they are professional protesters. Many of these people do. It's, you know, they're well organized, but I'm saying if they're professional protesters, well organized, and still between Senator Heidi Heitkamp and her supporters in her hometown, where she lives now, the big national political group, this indivisible, wear the vulgar upside down hats in support of abortion. And AFL-CIO can't get more than 120 people at night in a beautiful park in Bismarck? That tells me they're not buying what you're selling. Blinking light on the dashboard. Houston, we have a problem. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Pearl, Minnesota, home of Barrel of Fun Chips.
Hey, Scott. Welcome back. I tell you, you know, Heidi Heitkamp, she couldn't tell the truth if she had to. I mean, like, she's like the other Democrats that look at the Constitution like somebody reading the Sunday funny papers. And it just blows me up. I just can't believe these people. Yes, I'm on the ledge with you, only I'm on the ledge because of Heidi Heitkamp. This woman just drives me bananas. And I'm from Minnesota. We got the same problem here. Only thing is, Al Franken won't dare show his face in public. He knows better. I don't know what to tell you, Scott.
Yeah, I'm disappointed as much. I said a version of this earlier. You expect it out of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is a longtime liberal Democrat who learned very well from Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, and Earl Pomeroy, how to maneuver a very conservative state and act as though, aw, shucks, I'm one of you, okay? And they do it well. They did it well. You couldn't, otherwise, they wouldn't have gotten elected. And she barely got elected, but she got elected, okay? So that just is what it is. I am appalled at the, not corruption, but it's incompetence of North Dakota media in challenging anything. Their fake news bias prevents them from just asking actual questions that ought to be asked. You, the consumers, are being poorly served. That's why I'm saying this town hall we're doing next hour on healthcare with the Senator Hoban. I want you to tune out the noise that you've heard one way or another. I mean, don't be afraid to say, I keep hearing this. Is that true? But, you know, challenge some of that. Don't believe what's been said. Come with your actual questions about how it will impact you, because you are being poorly served by the media. Very poorly served. I.e., last night, Point of View, interview of Senator Heitkamp by a reporter from KFIRE TV asking about Medicare, Medicaid. She flat out lies. She flat out lies. You know, she's talking about cuts in Medicare. There's not cuts. There's a slower rate of the growth. And then the next question would be, okay, you're for this explosion in growth. That's fine. What about our debt, Senator Heitkamp? How are we going to pay for all this? We'll keep your Obamacare plan, and we'll continue those exploding costs. How do you pay for it? What's
the
end game?
I bet she's not on Obamacare.
She's not. She's on her husband's plan. She's not on. She opted out.
Absolutely. None of those Democrats are. You know, it's kind of like monkey see, monkey do. What's good? What it may not be good for me, but it ought to be good for you. That's funny.
Appreciate the call.
I don't know, Scott.
Thanks a bunch.
Talk me off the ledge.
Get off that ledge. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, so we'll take the ups and the downs and plow right through it. Texter says, I have to say the Crow Wing County Fair Brainerd is my favorite. It's actually the only fair I've been to other than the Minnesota State Fair, which is too big for my liking. That is a big one, yes. Let's see here. Scott, can you explain something to me? I must not be getting what's going on. We were sitting around the campfire last night, and Obamacare came up. Obamacare's failing and collapsing. Why do people want something that's failing and won't be worth the paper it's written on? There's more of the question. I'll finish on the other side of the break, but quick answer. Some people just crave government and a safety net. That's what it is. More after this.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why hands-on training is an important aspect to improving workplace safety in North Dakota.
When you can
have hands-on training while you're preparing yourself for that potential incident to occur, and you know exactly how to react to it. Anytime you can have hands-on training as opposed to just in-classroom training, it surely it adds a lot as far as the recall and obviously the confidence to be able to perform those duties, especially in those high-risk areas like the oil and gas area, like the rescue area, like the construction industry. So you throw hands-on training in addition to blended learning where you're doing the classroom training. You throw those two things together, and it's been proven by studies how much more you can remember by doing hands-on and blended training.
Learn how the NDSC is making hands-on safety training accessible in North Dakota at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anybody that is a certified welder, diesel mechanic, anybody that does some sandblasting, handles a wash rack, somebody in the family you want a little closer to home, making up to $32 an hour, staying in Killdeer or Williston in the beautiful, great state of North Dakota? Well, Maria at Polar Service Center is waiting for a call to tell you all about the pay, up to $32 an hour. The benefits, full medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, paid time off, 401k. If you have a loved one, Williston's looking for a certified welder, and Killdeer, the certified welder, diesel mechanic, sandblaster, and wash rack attendants at Polar Service Center. Maria, 612-214-8781. Call, tell them Scott sent you. Get you right in queue for a great opportunity. Ron. In Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was at the rally last night.
Yeah.
And it was quite fun to toy with them, even with the verbal attacks, the physical abuse, and the threats of physical abuse. We had a wonderful time. That I know there were four of us there, and I wish a lot more would have come. But one precarious statement that Heidi made, that the top 0.1% of America's rich people will make $200,000 a year extra tax relief under this program.
What was the number again? The top 1% would make...
The 0.1% of the richest in America will make $200,000 extra dollars in tax relief on you, the backs of you, the poor people.
So, yeah, I mean, it's such a tired argument. They're trying to say this is a tax bill and the savings that come from... I mean, here's the deal. You put in an Obamacare plan, it spends a ridiculous amount of money, costs go up, deductibles go up, there's a death spiral, coverage goes away, and you want to fix it? Of course you're going to fix it and spend a reasonable amount of money. You threw all that money on it, and it didn't work. But, of course, any savings that then allow tax reform is connected by them. They just hate the idea of you being able to keep more of your own money. It's unbelievable. They think they're entitled to your money. And you know, look, that's why Senator Heitkamp won by 4,000 votes. That's why her reelects right now are terrible. That's why she's debating whether to run or not, and having people run ads for her already. All of that. 120 people was a number I got, Ron, last night. Was that about it looked like a number on how many people were there last night?
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't have said 80 or 90 people, and four of them being us. Now, did anybody record her in her statement so that they can now take it apart piece by piece and expose the lies?
Well, I wish I could have been there to do that. This, again, the role of the media. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. They're doing fluffy little interviews with people in the crowd rather than just record the whole thing and what's being said. I mean, that's what the media is for. Again, it's ridiculous. It really is.
You know, the roughhousing by one guy surprised me. I've known him for years and years and years. And he kept butting me with his elbow and his shoulder and saying, oh, you hit me, you hit me.
Oh, no,
his friends around him laughing.
I'm telling you
a wonderful time. That surprised me.
I'm telling you what, they get weird. I was covering. I wasn't, like a rah-rah participant in Kevin Cramer's rally, staying far in the back of the coffee shop, the one he did in Fargo. And I'm telling you, the taunts and looks and pushes and shoves, I mean, this is not a normal crowd. This is a group of uber activists who love the gimme, gimme, gimmies. That's what it's about. And sadly, they use some families that are in a difficult situation and scare them rather than deal with situations. By the way, another example of the Republican Party is just asleep at the switch. Why aren't they last night recording it, stopping the tape and saying, here's the facts. Let her go again. Stop the tapes. Here's the facts. This isn't hard. I mean,
we're the ones who hold the jobs that aren't informed, like their little secret little group was like yesterday and many other things that they do quietly behind the scenes to bring their friends out. That's why.
Yeah. Too bad. Ron, appreciate the call. Thank you. Delta, one call of the day. We had some interesting conversations yesterday on different fixes for the drought, and one solution is to open up CRP earlier. And so we had a caller give us a little bit of a lesson. The call of the day from Delta. One call does it all to Delta. If you're in the oil industry, call Eric today because they have turnkey well site solutions, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, I mean, even electrical instrumentation services. You get the idea. They do it all. DeltaConstructors.net or call them 406-250-8151. Here's the call. Leroy Animus. Okay, what's on your mind today?
I'm a farmer and rancher from up here. And I had heard one guy talking about wildlife, that farmers and ranchers aren't opening up their lands and stuff. Well, I'll tell you a little history on the CRP. The way the CRP started originally is a conservation program. It wasn't a wildlife program. And the wildlife has just got in the last 10 or 15 years when they had talked about cutting back on the CRP. They came in and they pay like 10, 15, 50% of the payments to the farmers. That's how the wildlife got in on all of this. And like I say, basically it was a conservation program for poor land. That's the way it started. It used to be that you could take your CRP land and every third year you could cut it. And as far as the wildlife goes, the wildlife likes the cut land better. You see more wildlife after the land is cut on there than what you do in the tall grasses, because most of the birds don't like to have their little ones in the tall grass because they can't see the predators coming. And they're changing two times in 10 years you can cut it. You've cut the, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of farmers, especially the ranchers, have taken their land out.
Yeah, and more government. See, more, oh, no, you got to do it this way. Oh, you got to do it that way. Oh, you got to do it that way. Thanks. Good stuff. Good common sense in Anamoose. Your health care questions for Senator Hoban next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same. Boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.